Hello,
Hello, everybody. This is Sam filling in temporarily for Tex and Rex to let them eat some dinner. But we're going to carry on the conversation for another hour. We are not shutting up. We are not backing down. As you know, Tex and Rex will never back down. They will never shut up, and they will never compromise their principles. They stand strong for Newt Gingrich. And if we have a broker convention, and per se our candidate would happen to be Ron Paul, which is not our ultimate goal, we would support Ron Paul. We have talked endlessly about this. We know what we want. We do not want Mitt Romney for our president here. And I got Tex on the line. Let me bring him in here first because this is part of his show, and it's Rex's show too, and Rex is on the line.
Hey, Sammy, how's it going?
Oh, we're doing awesome, our dear friends. And I'm just trying to let y'all have a little break so y'all can go eat some dinner because y'all been on my show and been on Robert's show.
We don't stop, Sammy. This thing, we could be going till 6 a.m. We got plenty to say about Romney, you know. We got to eat from time to time, but, you know, now we're stuffing our faces. We're on our own show, so we can get away with a lot more. Now it's getting late at night, you know. It's a little blue on the Tex and Rex show sometimes. Get a little worked up.
This is a broker convention after hours with Tex and Rex and Sam Sanford. Welcome. As always, Tex and Rex are irreverent, relevant, and radioactive conservatism with a bite. And our special guest host, Sam Sanford, will never shut up or newt. Now I'm going to eat Rex's previous steak before he gets back here.
That's right.
And I'll let you roll with it.
Rex, we're going to eat these things. This is prime rib we found. There's a whole fridge of this prime rib in here. This is awesome, right? So we're gonna eat this prime rib, and we still got those cigars. We're going to smoke this afterwards. We're going to hit the hot tub again, right? But, Rex, I mean, come on. Let's stand strong against this Dan guy. Dan guy's calling in. You know, he's a bit of foul mouth, right? You need him a little bit, right, every now and then. But, you know, I don't know. This guy still has utility out there. I don't know what's going on with him. You know, it's kind of a loose cannon. Kind of a metaphor for the show, right?
Yeah, you know I'm a loose cannon, and I don't give a damn either.
when you're at Tampa, Sammy, and now we're on the grid, we're on the field of battle. What we've been talking about for the past 4 to 5 months, it's time to show those cards, right? It's show and tell time. So, you know,
exactly.
Who's got the delegates, who doesn't? I don't think Romney's got the delegates. You know, I think they know they don't have the delegates. They're like, oh, and Romney's like, I need better lawyers. This solution, this problem needs more money. How much money do you need? That's what he's saying, right? Because that's not how you solve this problem. This problem for Romney can't be solved at this point because lawyers can't fix it for him and money can't fix it for him. And he's realizing that, and now I don't know what to do because he's never confronted a situation that lawyers and money can't solve.
Well, and you know how I see it? They are scared as hell right now of what's going on.
Well,
that's the reason they're so nasty and so vile.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it blows my mind.
Look, Mitt Romney's guy has always been bailed out by mommy and daddy's money and their prestige and their position. And now he's going, you know, why don't they like me? I've been paying for this for so long. Why don't they like me? We don't like you because you're not.
I paid for this party. I paid for these delegates. He can't do it.
No, he can't. I mean, Mitt Romney cannot do it. Mitt Romney is trying to squash everything that has been going on here in Tampa. And even before then, and I mean, this country cannot survive another 4 years of a progressive, plain and simple. Mitt Romney is a progressive. Mitt Romney is no different than Barack Hussein Obama.
far as I'm concerned, and I'm honored to be kind of co-hosting the Tex and Rex show. I'm just trying to give them a little break. We are not going but I want people out there to understand that these Patriots have given thousands of their own dollars to come here to Tampa. They have brought me here to Tampa. And we cannot shut up. I mean, when people love their country so much that they're not willing to shut up for these tards out there that want to try Mitt Romney, whoever in the hell you are, you are not my candidate. Mitt Romney, you are not my candidate. Mitt Romney delegates or Mitt Twists that want to support Mitt Romney or Barack Hussein Obama, because when you go after, you support one, you're supporting the other. Mitt Romney can never, ever beat Barack Obama, plain and simple. And, I mean, for you people out, you need to wake yourselves up out there, because we are at, time is of the essence now. And if you think you can, think we can hold on another day or two and shut up, I tell you right now, no, you can't. You have to speak up now. When I say now, I mean right this moment. This is not tomorrow afternoon or Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday afternoon. If we do not get out there and tell the delegates that they, the ones that are out there listening to our shows, you need to get out there and speak up. Are y'all going to tie a little string to your balls between your legs and pull them back and act like a little wimp? Are you going to get out there and let the baby swing around and be a strong person? I hate to talk like this, but I'm friggin' mad right now. And, I mean, I'm sorry. We cannot cowtail to Mitt Romney. Right now, we are doing a one-hour special of the Rex and Tex show. They will be back if they're not listening or talking right now. But we are out here standing up, speaking out. We got facts. We are not shutting up. And if you didn't listen to Robert's show or my show, I'm not going to go any more into the details of the facts, because the Mitt Twits are out there listening to us. And I don't want to give them any more information than they need to know. Right now, we need to remain strong. Here we got, I think we have Chris from the great state of Washington, who is an awesome patriot. And let me bring him in right now.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, Chris. How you doing tonight?
Good. I'm still laughing from the last show.
We're continuing the laughs on this one, Chris. You know, when Sammy called in and or said that Chris had dialed in, I looked at Rex, because we're sitting here, we're trying to eat our meal, right? And I said, Chris is pissed. I told you you could dial in any time, right? Because you said, I'm glad I found people as pissed off as me, right? Yeah, we're just
pissed off
as you. So you just tell us what you want to say, and we're going to listen, we're going to laugh, and it's going to be hilarious, and we're going to win. That's the important thing.
I love the final rant that you did that had all of the proper wording, and I think that's something that is extremely important, you know, for people to understand. I mean, the power of the word. I mean, I could get into scriptural issues of this, but whatever, if you want to talk about positive, you know, speech or whatever, but those words that you were speaking were so right on. We are going to win. We are not losing. We have the power. We are the people. We are kicking them out. Romney does not belong. Romney will not win. I have never in my postings, 18,000 plus postings in this primary, I never say if Romney wins, this is what we're going to. You have to be careful about the words you speak. And I know you get that. And I think sometimes people forget how important it is not to speak doubt. You have to speak success. You have to speak what your true faith and belief is. Don't speak your doubt. You empower it. Anyway, that was just something I wanted to roll with.
Oh, well that's here. I will tell you what will happen if we have a broker convention. Our country is screwed. I mean, if we don't have a broker convention, we're screwed by Mitt Romney. But if we don't have a broker convention, I don't talk about if and when. We are going to have a broker convention, and Mitt Romney will not be our president. He will not be our candidate. We will not shut up.
Let me tell you something about physics, right? Which is that physicists will tell you if something is possible in a multiverse, all possibilities happen. And there's a decision point as to what universe you want to live in. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what happens to Tampa, because I live in the universe where Newt Gingrich wins and he becomes the next presidential nominee. That's where I live. So, you know, you other guys, if you're not in that multiverse with me, you're going to live in a real terrible world, right? So I'm going to live in the good world, and everything's going to be okay, so it doesn't matter to me, because there is only one possibility for me. We have an open convention. Newt Gingrich becomes the nominee. We ally with the poll people. We build a huge, big party, and we unite the country, and we save the nation. That's the world I'm going to live in. So,
amen.
You know, all you other guys at the big decision point, you can express your doubts, and you're choosing multiverses that you want to live in. I don't want to live in any other multiverse except this one, and that's where I'm going to be. So I invite everyone to be in this multiverse with me, because this is the good one. The other ones, total crap. Total crap.
I mean, this is a load of crap what's going on here in Tampa right now, and I'm going to put it to you that way. And I am going to be as divisive and critical as Rex and Tex, even though they're on the show and it's their show, but I am pissed off as they have ever been. And we got Robert on the line now. Hey, Robert.
Hey, folks. How's everyone doing? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, long time no see, guys. I was missing you.
But, after...
Robert, it's been forever.
Yeah,
I know.
It's like kind of like y'all are long-lost brothers.
Exactly. Exactly.
But after what has been exposed on several shows today, we cannot allow this crap to happen to our country. And some of the stuff you've seen posted on Facebook, there is some truth to it. So whatever you're hearing out there, you cannot discount it, because that crap could happen to our country.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's our republic. Are we a republic or are we a democracy is at question in Tampa, Florida. Forget November. This is the question. You know, forget Plato that called in earlier. I mean,
yeah.
are these people freaking clueless? Doesn't anybody
that caller was fabulous.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, these people who try to act so intellectual, it's just like the people that, you know, I mean, I was on groups where they would send in people just to target me, you know, because they could wipe out the weak and fearful quickly. But people like me and you guys with facts and information and beliefs and a code of ethics, you know, they had to send in the big guns. And they try all these psychological plays. And the thing is I'm thinking – you're not even an intellectual. You don't even want to go there, you know, with somebody who has grown up studying politics and history and reading the Bible and all the things, you know, we'll waste them intellectually, so they play these little psychological games. And that doesn't work. It doesn't
work.
Yeah, I
love the broadsides. Those are always fun. I love it when they roll up to the ships and they get next to you and they start shooting a cannon shot into you. Like, oh, okay. Wow, I've never seen this one before. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, what am I going to do? You fix my little red wagon. That's always like, oh, okay. And you know, just for fun, I let them get the good fire in so they, you know, get good, hot, and ready, you know, and they're just all, you know, and they think they're winning. And then you, like, completely destroy them. That's the best part. And then they have to start the whisper campaign. That's what they got left. I heard silly shit. And they start the stuff in the back channels because that's asymmetrical warfare, because that's all they got left. You know what I say to that? That's all true. That's terrible human being. I'm completely awful in every freaking way. But you still can't stop me. How is that possible? I'm awful. You're awesome. But yet I'm still winning. That must really stick in their craw.
It's so true. I've heard people come back and say that they've heard people say about me in other groups going, Chris has gone off the deep end. And I'm thinking, I'm the same arrogant, crazy, you know, blockheaded guy I've been my whole damn life. I ain't gone off no deep end. I've been off this deep end my whole life.
Amen. And for what Rex and Tex have been doing and what Chris has been talking about, we can never shut up and accept Mitt Romney. And I'm sorry. Well, we have a visitor. It's time for him to go bye-bye, but we are not going to shut up. And sorry, Eric, you had played your card the last time. Goodbye. But our country is in dire need of awesome leaders. Newt Gingrich is the most awesome leader out there. He knows everything of what to do. Newt Gingrich was, as Rex and Tex have said many times on their show, Newt Gingrich has been third in line. I've said that on my show. I'm just co-hosting now and giving them a little chance to take a little break. And we're right here in...
Well, Sammy, we've been, you know, working with you on your show, so you're not necessarily co-hosting. You are, at the moment, emceeing, at least, the Tex and Rex show. So we're very happy to have you at the helm of the controls while we take care of what we got to take care of here in Rich Cubis' office.
Hey, make sure you bring me home one of those Cuban cigars.
I'll bring you a whole box, Sammy.
Okay.
Well, hey, folks, I just got a link I'm going to put in the chat to it's only 13-second video clip for people to, you know, just check out later, maybe after the show. And the title of the video clip says, Romney asked if he would bring Romney Care nationally in 2007. And according to this, his answer was, absolutely. So, it's just a 13-second clip, folks. So there you go. You know, something to look at after the show.
You guys,
I lost
color?
Sound. Yeah,
oh,
I lost
thought...
sound. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I put it in there, and he was at
I've already
interviewed.
Put a plan out. Take
and...
a look at it. Yep. Sorry.
No,
does anybody know the combination to Rinse Pubis is safe? Because I'm trying to open this thing.
I don't know. You got me going on his name. Where is he from originally? His family.
Well, he's got some kind of he's got a semi-Semitic appearance. But it's hard to pinpoint. But I mean, look, wherever he comes from, whatever he is, I really don't care. I mean, the simple fact is,
maybe he's from Punjab.
What's he doing? I mean, Maybe, you know, he might be a clone. I don't know. What I'm saying, how did he become the guy who's Mitt Romney's mouthpiece in the RNC? I mean, it's like they manufactured this guy in a lab somewhere and said, you know, this is experiment rinse pubis. We're going to go ahead and put him at the top of the party. It's insane. And he's not very good. If you've ever seen an interview with the guy, it's absolutely terrible. Terrible. He can't speak a conservative word to save his life.
Where in the hell did this guy come from? I got to find out who this guy is. Is he another made person? You know, they built him somewhere?
That's the T-Rex, man. That's the T-Rex. It's a model. He just destroys. That's what he's programmed to do, to destroy. So.
Well, he graduated cum laude, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to say, irony of ironies, you know, I mean, I misspelled a few things in my little joke setup of the page just because I was just goofing around trying to get up quickly. But the irony is that right next to our show on Blog Talk Radio is an ad for Mitt Romney. I mean, does he think anybody can contribute to his campaign from our show?
Everybody click that ad. Click that ad on our show. It's Mitt Romney. Everybody go check out that Mitt Romney bot. It's awesome.
Well, here, I want to give Arlene a deep thanks for getting this show out there in an emergency. That is so awesome. I mean, she started posting it as soon as it hit my wall. And thank you very much. You're an awesome person for doing that. But go ahead, Texan Rex or Robert or Chris.
I'm reading about Priebus. Pubis.
Okay. A pubic. All right, and for you callers out there, the call-in number is 646-649-1013. Rex and Tex are live on the show. I'm just kind of co-hosting with them right now, trying to give them a little break to eat some food. They have been going for 3 hours on my show and 2 hours on Robert's show. It was about time to give them a little bit of break. And hey, Mark, can you call in? I would love to hear you on the show.
We're back, Sammy. We're here. We're live.
Let me read this. Hey guys, I'm gonna blow your minds. You ready for this?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. On Sunday, December 5th, 2010, Priebus stepped down as general counsel for the Republican National Committee. The next day, he sent a letter to all 168 voting members of the RNC announcing his race for chairman. Now, check this out. Supporting his bid from the beginning was Governor Scott Walker, who said, Wisconsin's GOP victories will due in large part to Priebus' leadership and involvement in the grassroots Tea Party movement that swept the state and nation. Priebus told delegates in this letter, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me? Does this guy sound like a guy or look like a guy who was part of a Tea Party movement?
No, he looks like a guy who's from Wisconsin, which is the heart and center of the American progressive movement. That's what he sounds like. What's with all this Wisconsin crap? You know, I mean, I like Wisconsin cheese. I'm okay with, you know, the cheese heads out there. But what's with all, you know, this Paul Ryan, the wrong Paul, and we got, you know, Rince Bubas from Wisconsin. What's going on with Wisconsin? Wisconsin, they're giving away $5 subs to buy votes. I think this is a progressive takeover.
SB7 Texas style, and then I didn't see all this Wisconsin shit happening before. I'm on my show, so I can say whatever. Right. I didn't see all this Wisconsin shit dialing in. Fucking cheese.
Was that a J out there?
Yeah, exactly. That might have been a gaff.
A gaff, fair.
But who are these guys? You know, not all these Wisconsin, Republican Party rolling up with a bunch of Wisconsins and everything. And look, if you're Republican in Wisconsin, you know, God love you. I support you. I have friends who live in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. You guys are professional drinkers. You're not alcoholics. You drink professionally, and I respect that. But the thing is, at the end of the day, your politics is a little screwed up. And if you think you're going to run the Republican Party out of progressive Wisconsin, you know, we down here in Texas, well, we beg to differ. Well, we don't beg to do anything. You know, we just freaking buy more ammo and we just load up. And we're like, no. And that's, you know. So thanks for playing. And we like, you know, some of the things you're doing over there with the Scott Walker and the fighting the unions and everything. We like that. But that's not putting you, you're not in the cockpit of this thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not happening. So, you know, I don't know. Everybody's got to figure out where they stand in this thing. You know, people showing a lot of ankle. I like when they show a lot of ankle. And, you know, come on strong, but, you know, you got to play the game. And if you're not, if you're coming on strong and you're playing a different game, well, let me tell you, that's not going to work too well for you. And so I think they're finding that out. And they're like, wow, I spent, you know, long about over $100 million on this election. And yikes, it didn't turn out so well. Well, you know, I guess, you know, Wisconsin delegation, come down, meet with us in SD7. We'll get you a little straight. You know, we'll sit you down. We'll have some barbecue with you. You know, we even do drinking down here in Texas. So I know you Wisconsinites will like that because you have the cheapest alcohol prices in the nation because you buy it in bulk. A lot of people don't know that, but in Wisconsin, they do have the lowest alcohol prices in the United States because they get it in bulk. And we'll sit down, we'll have a little conversation, a little tete-a-tete about where we're going at the party, and we're not going left, you know. Spoiler alert, not going left, you know, but whatever. The barbecue is good, and you love the alcohol.
Hey, you remember that all that talk they were talking about a while back, you know, like the Republicans drove the car into the ditch, and I'm going to take it out of the ditch, and the Republicans drive it off the cliff? Well, what Romney's trying to do is turn the car left. But we've re-engineered it. This car, the Republican car, it only turns right from this day forward. That's it. No more left turns. It's a right-turning car. That's it. And this is happening now because the delegates are going to stand strong. So all you delegates out there, everybody who knows a delegate, you know, support each other, give each other strength, encourage each other, pray for each other, because you're going to stand strong and you're going to win because these guys are on their heels. They wouldn't employ these tactics if they had it in the bag. They're delaying the convention. They're employing scare tactics, psychological trickery, illegal, you know, RICO violating moves because they're on their heels, and they just can't understand why these stupid, redneck, dumbass, Tea Party, gods and guns people won't just vote for the guy with the elephant jersey. Let me clue you in on something. We ain't stupid. We're very, very intelligent. We read the Constitution. We've read the Declaration of Independence. We've read your own rules. We know how it works. We know what America's supposed to be. You're not going to get away with this. And just strengthen each other. Call each other. Talk to the delegates. Give them each other's numbers. Look, they got these people locked down where they can't communicate.
Oh, my God.
Give them a cell phone number. They can talk.
Damn right.
I bet you when this is all said and done and those delegates got a chance to get back out in the real world where they can text and post, we're going to hear some stuff that's going to blow our fucking minds.
I agree with that. Definitely.
It'll be like some kind of like sci-fi James Bond crazy insanity.
1984.
My God. I knew this country was going to shit. I just didn't think it would happen until I was older.
Chris, I mean, this country's been going to shit since Bill Clinton's been our president, plain and simple. And even before that.
Hey, I just want to say, this is the Tex and Rex show, you know. What's with all this shit? It's not going to shit. It's going to fucking hell. That's what it's going to, you know. You guys, punches, you know. I don't want sissies on this show. If you're a sissy, don't be a sissy.
Yeah, this is RNC Broker Convention after hours. All right, RNC Broker Convention after hours. We're going balls to the wall. Sammy's back in black. We're in Tampa. We're bringing the hurricane. There's a hurricane in town. Sam Sanford brought it. It's a nudicane, and we got Tropical Storm Paul, and we're descending on Rhino Romney, and we're going to obliterate him. We're going to make him look worse than New Orleans after Katrina. It's all over. And so right now what's going on here is you just need to encourage each other and strengthen each other and reach out to the delegates. And however they come at you, because they're going to come at you, you know, they're sticking grass in the safe for the Paul guys and trying to call the cops on them. They're making people sign documents and make you think, oh, my goodness, I'm just committed to voting for Mitt Romney. You haven't done anything of the sort. Don't open your safe.
get hotel security in there to open the safe with you.
Oh, you heard about that, too.
Absolutely. Let's not try these tricks. And then on top of that, what we're going to do is we're going to make it very, very simple, okay? You just go ahead and do what you got to do. And if you don't feel like you can vote for a candidate who is not Mitt Romney, abstain. And then when the whole thing falls apart, you vote for the right candidate at the right time. And let's be clear about something. On this show, Tex and Rex, with Sam Sanford, okay, and we got Robert, we got Chris Waller here. It's Newt first, it's Paul second, it's
That's
Romney
right.
Never Romney. The Romney is never the answer to the question unless the question is how do you reelect Barack Obama. If the question is how do you reelect Barack Obama, the answer is Romney. For every other question, I checked with Alex Trebek, every other question, the answer is not Romney, okay? It's just that simple.
Amen.
Right here, and actually, we're going to bring one other area. We're going to bring area code 402 in just a second. Let me check out the area code. We got Nebraska calling in. This could be Mark Zapano calling in. I think it is.
Long
Hello,
it ain't previous.
Is this Mark?
No, this is not Mark at all. I call in all the time. 402 is Iron Fist. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Iron Man.
It's all right. I know with so many people calling in
Iron
the show,
Fist.
It gets confusing.
Well, here, let me just play a short part of this clip I just uploaded to Rex and
yeah,
Tech
go
Show.
For it.
I'm not going to play the whole 4-minute clip. It is Back in Black.
This goes on kind of a Mitt twin.
Amen.
Pull your head out of your ass.
I'm not going to take up the limited air time we got on the show tonight because we only got about 25 minutes left. And let me bring in Kim, then let me hand it back to Tex and Rex to see if they want to comment.
Well, all I got to say is, Rex is not so good with the interweb, so I've never actually uploaded any clips. We just happen to be extremely good at clustering for 2 hours, so we never really need to play any clips. But I love having clips. I just never got around to figuring out how to do it. So I'm glad that the first clip ever aired on the Tex and Rex show was put up there by Sammy Sanford, and I'm more than thrilled that we got to hear AC/DC Back in Black, because let's say it, we are back in black. What that means, and just for all you out there who may not know accounting, when you're in the red, all right, you're bleeding out money. You're losing money, and as soon as you pay off that debt and you start making some profit, you're back in black. That's why the day after Thanksgiving, the big shopping day of the year, is called Black Friday, because that's when the retailers are back in black for the year. And we're going back in black as a Republican Party. We're going back in black as a conservative movement. We're coming back in black as a libertarian movement. And we're going to put this country back in black, because we're not going to pile up more debt. We're not going to deal with all the ridiculous spending. We're going to rein it all in, and we're going to be strong again, but it's going to take a conservative to do it. And that man is Newt Gingrich, and we're taking him to a brokered convention in Tampa. We're here right now, and I finally got Rince Pubis' safe open, so, we're going to leave him a couple of presents. I'm not going to get into too many details, but I assure you, there is a red ball gag involved. But, the fact is that we're gonna take this guy out, because he's just like, other than Mitt Romney, he's the worst thing that's ever happened at this party. So we're back in black, so thanks for playing that, Sammy.
Did he have weed in his safe? Well, Rex, real quick,
if we get to back in black, it's Robert. So I'd like to throw some green in with that too. you know, kind of back to black and green.
Green.
Yeah.
I love my
green trees. Green conservatism. I mean,
I love me some green.
Conservative environmentalism.
you know, for
conservative environmentalism.
Robert, the most green thing that you can do, the greenest thing that you can do, is put a conservative in the White House who can roll back the spending and let wealth start being created again, because a wealthy nation is a green nation. The wealthier we are, the cleaner we run. So, you know, if you want to clean up the planet, let's make America wealthy again. And when America's wealthy, the whole world prospers, because we are the most generous people on the planet. You know, one of the things that happened when Art Laffer talked about the Laffer curve, and George H.W. Bush said, oh, that's just voodoo economics. And then Reagan got in there and he cut the taxes and the spending, and the economy kind of still tanked. And everybody was like, see, it doesn't work. And then, like, you know, shortly thereafter, the economy was booming and we had the great, you know, bull market of the 80s. You know, tax revenues to the government did go up, but tax rates went down, and Americans were paying less of their wealth to the government, but the government was collecting more in revenues. And despite this, you know, spin that the propaganda machines have had, that, oh, the 80s was the generation of greed. During the 80s, when America became wealthy and we paid less tax rates, we donated more, we gave more, not only to people in our own country who need it, but also across the whole world. We are a generous people, so unleash the wealth, unleash the creativity, and the world is better off.
Rex, all the stuff you're talking about from the 80s, that's passé, dude. You know, growing the economy, that's old news, man. Nobody wants that anymore. We don't want, like, the growth and the expansion, like the American dream. We, you know, we're done with that. We're doing something new. It's called, you know, spiraling the drain, printing more money, and sinking into debt. That's a new trend, right? That's a new hip. So you're going to come to me with some increasing the economy, everybody's doing well, American dream thing? That's so square, dude. That's like, when were you born, dude? Like 20 years ago, whatever? You're trying to relive the glory of the 80s, this guy. It's like you're into Bozo the Clown. You know, I'm not into Bozo the Clown with, like, his increasing economies and my paycheck's getting better. I'm trying to find out how many freeze-dried greens could I eat in a week. That's what I'm trying to find out, you know. That's a new hit. That's what we're doing now. So I don't know where you're coming off with this thing, but, you know. Anyway.
Well, sorry.
That's what Obama brought us. That's how we're cool now. That's what Obama's brought us, you know. So I don't know why you can't get with this Obama program, you know. How many freeze-dried greens you guys got in your house right now?
Too much gas.
Too much for gas.
Yeah, I got a...
No, don't... Too much for gas.
I have a rules question to ask you, one of you guys that's smart on this stuff. I just saw this on Lawyers for Ron Paul's site, on the Facebook site. This rule allows him to use hurricane or other emergencies to circumnavigate everything and determine the nominee for the GOP, blah, blah, blah. Rule 37E, if the Republican National Committee determines that the National Convention cannot convene or is unable to conduct its business either within the convention site or within the convention city, then and only then the roll call for nomination for President of the United States and Vice President shall be allowed to be conducted according to procedures authorized by the committee. Sounds like a game there, doesn't it?
Yeah,
sure does.
I just want to clarify, you're reading from the law. So when it mentions hurricanes, does it say hurricanes and or horse shit? Because I think if you use hurricanes and or horse shit, I think that's how it's written. Anything they make up, it's just, oh, it's a hurricane, it's an act of God, it's like a meteor shower.
Right.
Someone's got the achy breaky pelvis or the scabies today, and so we can't do it. Let me tell you something, a little bit about Julius Caesar, all right? Okay, so a lot of people don't know this. Julius Caesar's first elective office was, he was Pontifex Maximus, and if you're Catholic, the Pope's title is Pontifex Maximus, right? So Julius Caesar was the Pope, right? Back in the day, before popes were popes, right? And what the Pope used to do when the Roman Republic is they would cut open a goat, right? Because that's what people do, apparently, back in the ancient day. They cut open a goat, and they would look at his liver, because apparently that's the important part of a cut open goat. It's like, hey, let's go straight to that liver and get some information, right? And they'd look at the liver, and they'd say, like, oh, look at all the liver stones in this goat, or the lack of liver stones. And they would say that either this day is Fas, meaning lucky, or Nay Fas. And Nay, you know, of course, being Western, we all know that Nay usually means, like, no. Even in horse language, Nay is no. So it's either Fas or Nay Fas. And what Julius Caesar said is, I want to get elected to that Pope job because I want to get elected to other jobs. And so as Pope, I can slice open goats and I can look at the liver and I can say, hey, this is a good day or a bad day to have an election. That's what
right.
the power was. And so it turns out if Julius Caesar was losing an election, guess what? It turns out, Nay Fas. Always Nay Fas with that thing. He gets a 3-day delay on that where he goes and he tries to buy more votes, right? He's like, I don't know, this goat liver, I'm looking at it, it's not so good. Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm only the Pope over here, but I'm looking at this goat liver, it's not so good. And he'd go lay out a huge spread of money to people. And then he'd come back 3 days later, it's like, what, are you serious? I still don't have the votes. He's like, Nay Fas, I don't know, goat liver is full of stones, this thing, I don't know how many stones this thing's eaten, you know? And he'd lay it out, time after time. That's what Romney's doing right now. He's like, look, we got to shut this election down because I don't have the votes. So they're delaying by a day. Isaac doesn't matter. They know it doesn't matter, but they're using it as an excuse, and they're being aided and abetted by the media to help Romney get the vote. But you know what? No matter how long you delay, you can't get the vote. You cannot
right on.
Get the vote.
Yep.
Days
and
ahead.
The other thing to remember.
Get it.
Exactly, Sammy. And to remember something, on the Ides of March, Julius Caesar met his demise when the Senate turned on it. So, you know, the thing to remember is that when you use livers of goats to get elected, you will get stabbed by the Senate. So, Romney, I'm just saying, you know, put the goat livers away. It's not going to work out well for you. And of course, the other thing that you brought up, Pontifex Maximus, and one of the titles of the Pope is the servant of the servants of God. And one thing to remember is when you're electing a leader, do you want somebody who's going to lord it over you the way King George III used to lord it over the colonies? Or do you want to elect a leader who has the heart of a servant? If you want a true servant leader, someone who puts it on the line to deliver for you, you go with a man like Newt Gingrich. He's done it before. He'll do it again. And that's what this is about, delegates. Because I know that delegates are listening to this. And if you're not listening to this, I know that someone who knows you is listening to this. We got to get this point across. You guys are the last line of defense, and they're going to come at you with everything they got. Just remember, it's all smoke and mirrors. They have no power over you. It is just scare tactics. So stand strong, stand together. And when I say stand together, I'm talking you Paul guys, you Newt guys. Don't fight with each other. Stand strong. I'm happy to see you guys in a dirty mud, you know, like in the Outsiders, knife fight, you know, to the end. That's perfectly great. First, stand together, form a phalanx, ditch Romney, and then you guys can take each other out and may the best man win. But the first thing you got to do is stand strong and eliminate Mitt Romney.
Know your enemy.
Well, look at little Max Boxing Radio.
He's gone.
In the chat, he says it would be so cool if there was a convention, but guess what? It ain't happening. It is happening. It is happening.
We'll have the last laugh.
No, I saw his comments and I kicked him in a heartbeat. He's a Romney supporter.
They're scared.
Go ahead,
That's
Kim.
Why they're doing this. Look, we're a blog talk. Your blog talk. We got some good blog talk radio shows. Okay, would they be wasting their time trying to come on here, call in, and chat in? Would they be wasting their time if they thought for a second that these shows were not effective? I mean, look at all the crap they've tried to pull on Sammy, then they call into Robert's show, and now they, you know, troll on Tex and Rex. And, you know, I look at Twitter, and I just, you know, there's a lot of energy. And, you know, if they thought, the thing that ticks me off the worst is that if they thought they had a chance in hell, they wouldn't be pulling all this stuff, any of this stuff.
Right.
They would let people go in, and they would let the convention happen how it should happen, and let the chips fall where they may, and let the people vote. Let them vote how they were sent to vote. Don't interfere and put in a bunch of alternate delegates. You take your lumps, or you take your wins. But don't... don't try to circumvent the way that it's been for years and years, because all you're going to do is, you know, continue to show the people that, you know, I mean, if this is how he does the, if this is how Romney and the RNC is trying to do the convention, how are they going to treat, how would they treat the people? I mean,
amen. Well, here, we're down to 12 minutes, and let me give Rex and Tex, this is their show. Let them have whatever they want to say.
Well, you know, actually, I'll defer to Tex, because I would actually like to hear from the other people on the show, because, you know, this isn't about Tex or Rex. This is like your show, Sammy. I mean, we're just a continuation of you. You inspired us to do this. This is about Newt. This is about a brokered convention. This is about America. So I want to hear what people like Iron Fist and Chris and Robert have to say.
What am I, chopped liver?
Absolutely, Rex.
No. I mean, I didn't know you were on. Remember, I'm not running the show. Sammy is. So I don't know who's on. Please, go ahead.
Chime in. Well, I just kicked somebody that came in chat. His name came in as Fat-Ass Liberal.
Fat-Ass Liberal?
Yeah.
That's Ronnie.
No matter what he had to say, I would boot that guy immediately. Even if he just said hello, he's gone.
As soon as I saw the name come into chat, it was goodbye.
The thing I wanted to say real quick was, did anybody hear about Paul Ryan's wife? Meaning, Paul Ryan said his wife stayed home, but there's a thing out there that she is a liberal and works for...
I have not heard that, because I never paid too much attention to the wives of the candidates or the husbands.
Yeah, me neither, really.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Paul?
That's interesting.
I got a question. Who's Paul Ryan?
Yeah,
I was wondering myself.
Is he Ron Paul?
Isn't he the guy from the 90s that tried to become? Go ahead.
But we're here. We got one more caller, and we got about 10 minutes. Let me give this caller at least a minute. They're from the North Carolina area code. Let me bring the show out. I think the number looks familiar. Hello, who do we have from North Carolina?
Sammy, who do you think it is?
Oh, hey, Terry Sickman.
Yes. I want to, real quick, hello to everybody. Rex, good to hear from you guys. Text, and I don't know who else, though. Mary's probably on or somebody, but quick question.
Hey, Terry, good to hear from you.
Good,
we love having you here, Terry.
a quick question. Has anybody heard about, I've been getting a lot of tweets about rule changes, and Whitney sent me a lot of things about some rule changes that were supposed to have occurred before even the convention started. Is anybody familiar with what they are? One's about rule changes for 12.
Terry, these rule changes are basically designed to ensure that Romney wins, you know, like making a plurality of delegates from 8 delegations a requirement as opposed to just 5, that kind of stuff. But as I understand it, all of these rule changes that the Rules Committee puts forward are proposals that have to be accepted by the convention.
Yeah.
So just because they made them doesn't mean that they're going to stick, because you're going to have to convince the Ron Paul guys, hey, these rules which favor Mitt Romney and screw Ron Paul, these are good for you. Will you please vote for them? So, you know, I think that's pretty much how it works. I'm not so concerned with rule changes, because these guys don't play by the rules. It's a matter of public pressure. But the one thing that, you know, being here in the penthouse that we're in, I can tell you that there's a serious problem with the short changes. Because it looks like Rich Cubis started changing his shorts on a very frequent basis, because I think he's scared.
I also understand there's some issues about sitting delegates. I know that Maine now has actually stripped the Ron Paul delegates, and I understand they still may have a lawsuit on Monday, but... And I understand they're going to try not to seat some delegates at the convention on Tuesday.
Yeah. You're completely correct. You're completely correct with that. I've heard that directly from a delegate, and they are not even letting some delegates leave the airport. They're saying they're a security issue.
What is Mary from Alaska already there?
Barbara. You mean Barbara? No, Barbara's not allowed.
I mean Barbara. Barbara Haney.
Yeah, now she's not allowed to come on the show right now. They've got her sequestered, and she's not allowed to speak. She can't
well,
even call us.
That too. I understand that they a lot of us are sequestered. How can they sequester a delegate? That's not a part of the rules.
That's
right.
It's not part
you know
of
why?
The rules. They're changing a lot of rules.
Okay.
They're trying to.
Here's the problem. The delegates are allowing them to bully them. That's the problem.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do is let the delegates know they're in charge. The people saying they are in charge are not in charge. The moment you step up and you insert that you are in charge, actually, it turns out you become in charge.
And all these
delegates are like, oh, I'm not bigger than the Republican Party. Let me tell you a little spoiler alert. I'm totally bigger than the Republican Party, and so are you, and so are all of you. So they call you up and like, hey, if you don't vote Romney, you're not going to have a future in this party. Say, hey, if you keep calling me up in the middle of the night telling me to vote Romney, you're not going to have a party, so go F yourself. And since I'm on my show now, I just realized, hey, if you keep calling me up and saying I'm not going to vote Romney, I don't have a future in this party, let me tell you something about this party, go fuck yourself, because you don't have a party.
I guess it concerned me because of Barbara, I can't imagine that she would succumb to any kind of pressure. And she has a cell phone. She can say, I don't care what you say. You cannot sequester me. That means you'd have to take my cell phone away. And that's not legal.
Terry, let me explain to you what's going on, what I heard from another delegate.
Okay.
If they do not sign this piece of paper, they will not give them their certification as a delegate. And they will bring in the alternate and let them hijack that position. But
if they do sign the paper, they've hijacked it anyway.
No, they haven't.
Federal law protects them. Federal law states that no delegate is bound, period. That paper they sign is junk. It's just a way to try to bully people and get their, it's just trying to keep people in line. That's all it is.
It's trying to make them feel like they have a moral obligation because they signed a piece of paper.
I would sign the paper, and nobody could tell whose signature it was. And then I'd go in and say, now I'm going to call who I want to. I'm going to be on the show. You cannot sequester. The only person that can sequester somebody is a judge or a jury. This can't happen. I mean,
signature is stating at the moment that I signed it, I thought, Romney seemed like a good guy. But you know what? When I came to the convention floor, I was so sticky pants. I don't want to
When I showed up inside, I thought I was a good guy. And then I caught Tex and Rex and Sammy's and Bard's, Robert's show. And then I decided to change my mind. He just ain't such a good guy no more.
Yeah, I got new information that made me realize that my moral obligation to the duty as a delegate was more important than some stupid piece of paper that Rince Bubas made me sign because he is weak. And I mean, this pile of shorts here, it's amazing.
There you go.
It's huge.
I'm from the South, and I thought they said hominy, not Romney, and that's the reason I say that.
Nice.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Hey, Terry, talk about a
Southern strategy. I like it.
I understand I was born on a farm, and I understand corn.
well, folks,
the nature of corn.
Hey, I'm from Nebraska. I understand corn, all right?
I know. You don't know farm.
Here, folks, we're down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And so let me give Rex and Tex a few minutes before I thank all the callers and I'm going to say thank you all the callers and all the people in chat for coming on to the show. It is awesome, and thank you, Arlene, for helping getting the show out in an emergency situation, and I will call you after the show. But they got 3 minutes left now. Let Rex and Tex have the rest of their show.
Well, I want to echo what Sammy just said. Thank you all for calling in. And I especially want to thank the great Sammy Sanford for hosting the show for us while we were eating Rince Bubas' prime ribs. And let me just tell you something. This guy's not going to have anything when he comes back to his place except what we put to sleep because we're cleaning him out. And then, of course, he's going to lose his job, and that's an important thing. We've got to make sure this guy loses his job. It's not any personal. I don't have anything personal against this guy. I don't know him. I just know that he's trying to destroy this party, and I take that personally, so I'm trying to kick his ass because this is our party. It's not his party. It's not Rivarani's party. They don't belong in this party. They need to go away. It's like they're aliens from another planet. Oh, wait. Maybe Romney actually is. And they've come in. They're like pod people. They're taking over the delegates and replacing them with the alternate pod that's going to go Romney. You know, don't let
Romney
that happen.
Romney zombies.
Yeah, Romney zombies. Stand up, be counted, stand strong. You've been given a high office of trust by the people back in your district who sent you as a delegate here to Tampa. We have come down to support you and broadcast live from here to let you know that there are millions with you. I mean, clearly, you know, we have several callers here. We've been broadcasting all day between Sammy's show running specially early, 4 to 7, and we got Newt Now with Mark Prasick, and then we had Bard's
Logic
on.
Bard's
Logic, and then now, you know, we're running this special Tex and Rex. This is happening, but just because we're loud, especially Tex and Rex are very, very loud, and Sammy won't shut up, doesn't mean that there's just a handful of us. We represent millions who listen, millions who agree with us, millions who prefer to stay a little less vocal but who agree, and they are with you. So if you know a delegate, call them. Call them on their cell phone. Tell them, look, I know that they're putting pressure on you. I know you're scared, but stand strong. We're with you. We're going to win. Tex?
Absolutely, Tex. And I just want to say that, you know, look, here we've been talking about this for all this time, right? Trying to get people fired up, trying to empower people. But now it's time to stand to deliver. This is the moment, right? So you've got a spine out there, you delegates, you got a spine. You said you had a spine, right? You stood up, you went in front of your fellow party members, and you said you were the guy, right? You got elected. You're the guy or the gal, right? Now you got to do something. And it turns out this isn't a simple one. This isn't a mail-it-in type situation. This is a... You are on point, and the nation depends on you. And when the nation depends on you, you got to perform. Let me tell you something. Some people are born great. Some people have achieved greatness through their acts, all right? Other people have greatness thrust upon them. I don't know if this delegate was born great. I don't know if he or she achieved greatness. But I do know this. Greatness is being thrust upon you. The fate of our nation is in your hand, and you cannot fail it, ever, period. You have the founding fathers just sitting on your shoulder watching you, and you have modern-day Americans sitting on your shoulder and watching you, and you have, they talk about the unborn, let's think about the unconceived yet.
Yeah.
Generations of Americans that want to live the American dream are counting on you. That's our progeny. My children, the children of everybody listening to this show, all right? They're looking at you. And what are you going to decide? Are you going to say, oh, I just want to go along with what the party said, right? Because I like Rent Spearless. And he said, oh, if I don't do this, I'm going to be a bad person. We're going to stand up for our nation. You're going to make sure that it endures and that freedom endures and the government of the people, for the people, and by the people does not disappear from this planet. Are you going to wilt?
Okay. We've actually gone through
the one
time.
I have one short thing to say.
Please do.
Okay. And this is something I've heard all my life. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is acting in spite of it. Do what is right. Go ahead.
Amen. Hey, pray for courage.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Let me say something real quick. And for you delegates out there, please do not cave in to the Romney bots. Do not. We have to force Ron Paul to the floor because he's our only hope for Newt Gingrich. We have to force a brokered convention or what some people call an open convention. It's one and the same. We have to force this. And please either abstain from voting if y'all can get enough consensus between y'all. We have to force this to happen. And please, for you new supporters out there, quit attacking each other and shut up and get on with the damn battle.
Yeah, I echo what Sammy just said. Listen, if you are Gingrich or Paul supporters and you're attacking each other, whether you're attacking other Paul supporters or other Gingrich supporters or each other, I don't care. If you're attacking anybody that isn't Mitt Romney or Rince Pupus, you're part of the problem. Stop.
Yep.
Maybe we have differences. Maybe you got a personal slight. Maybe you got, you know, some guy slept with your sister. I don't know what the problem is, okay? I don't care right now. We got a country to save, and we're putting the pressure on. Stop fighting with each other. You want to pick the battle axe up later? Fine. I don't care. Cut each other's nuts off. Doesn't matter to me. But right now, just stop it. Work for one thing and one thing only.
I'm jumping off because it's a minute past. I'm just going to jump off the phone so I don't get cut off. God bless. New 2012.
Right,
we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Iron, you can stay on if you want.
Yeah, well, everybody, I mean, we're getting into recording time, and we really need to cut the show off because we want to have the option of having their show Sunday, Monday night. God bless you all. God bless Rex in text. What's that?
Rex, if you just read the DM I sent you, can you do that?
I'm not in a position to do that at the moment because I have not been able to get my computer up and running here. Rince Pubis got some kind of firewall, but I will probably get it early tomorrow. If it can wait till then, great.
I wrote an article and it's gonna be published in 3 papers tomorrow, in the next couple of days, and I want you to get a chance copy and anybody else to read it. So if you get it passed around.
I promise you tomorrow I will check that DM and I will post that thing everywhere that I can.
Terry, thank you for calling in tonight. I mean, you're an awesome patriot, and thank you for help tweeting our shows out there. You are awesome about doing that, and
thank you.
I love you, brother, for doing that.
I listen to you a lot. I'd rather than call in, most of the time I just like to listen and call in right at the last minute. But it's just an article I want everybody to read, and I love you, guys. Brother Sammy. I think about you for all the time, and Rex is like a brother to me. You think I've known each other for years, but God bless everybody, and God gave us a reprieve in this storm, so the big storm is going to start on Tuesday, okay?
Okay, well, good night, everybody. We really need to shut down the show really quick. Y'all
right,
can
well,
write
good night, everybody.
Chat.
Good night, all. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.